We'll start with the local news. Go to newsroom.wgxc.org for all the local news. Local links to local stories, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Kate Seckinger is reporting in the Daily Mail that after more than 8 years, the proposed Town of Cairo zoning law is scheduled for a final public hearing. A split Cairo Town Board voted Monday, July 6th, to set the hearing for 7 p.m. July 30th at a location to be determined. The proposed law was the product of 109 public meetings and was presented by the Cairo Town Board on July 7th, 2011. Cairo Planning Board Chairman Daniel Benoit said the Planning Board has several issues with the proposed law, but its main concerns are that it will deter future residents from moving into Cairo and is anti-business. Quote, what is being proposed regulates too much, unquote, Benoit said. Town Supervisor Ted Banta said the claim that the proposed zoning law is anti-business couldn't be further from the truth. Quote, the document is definitely business-friendly, unquote, Banta said. The proposed zoning law and other information regarding zoning in Cairo is available at townofcairo.com. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Daily Freeman is reporting Digital First Media announced Tuesday, July 7th, that Robert O'Leary has been named publisher of the company's New York cluster, which includes the Daily Freeman, the Record of Troy, the Saratogian, and the Oneida Daily Dispatch. O'Leary has been the general manager of the Freeman since February 2014. O'Leary will be responsible for all day-to-day operations, including content and advertising in all four publications. O'Leary previously worked for the Poughkeepsie Journal for more than 20 years. He and his wife live in Athens, New York, while New York City-based Digital First Media is a newspaper management company. According to its website, the company's assets include 76 daily and Sunday newspapers, 160 weekly publications, and serves 75 million customers on a monthly basis. It is the second largest newspaper company in the U.S. by circulation. Dan Goldberg is reporting at Capitol New York. A couple dozen advocates stood outside Governor Andrew Cuomo's office in Midtown Manhattan Tuesday, July 7th, calling on the governor to sign a bill requiring the state to expedite access to medical marijuana. The governor has not announced a position on the bill 3 weeks after the measure was passed by the state Senate. In a statement released Tuesday, Cuomo said he is reviewing the bill within the context of implementing the Compassionate Care Act, which he signed into law 1 year ago. Administration officials have said in the past they are wary of expediting implementation for fear of legal challenges. The state health department is expected soon to award licenses to 5 medical marijuana companies that will set up to 20 dispensaries around the state. The Cuomo administration maintains medical marijuana will be in patients' hands by January. Read the full story in Capital New York. New York's first year of expanded fireworks sales went off quietly, though there were 5 fireworks-related deaths nationally. But that's down from 2014, when 9 people died from fireworks accidents, according to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. New York giant Jason Pierre-Paul in Florida was a notable victim of fireworks misuse, nearly blowing off his hand. The Greene County Legislature legalized the sale of sparklers countywide earlier this year after Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a law last year permitting counties to allow certain fireworks to be excluded from the definition of dangerous fireworks, with legal sales periods from June 1st through July 5th and from December 26th through January 2nd. State Senator Michael Nozzolino, who sponsored the bill to legalize more fireworks, said at the time, quote, industry groups estimate there will be over $50 million in sales in the first year, with New York State collecting at least $2 million in much-needed tax revenue, unquote. Lindsay Nelson at WTEN in Albany reports that Schoharie officials are moving ahead with a jail at a new location, despite complaints from local residents near the Seabold Farm just north of the village on Route 30. Quote, the best solution here is how about in nobody's backyard, unquote, Schoharie resident Doug Cornwell said at a meeting July 6th. Quote, let's buy some property that meets the needs, that is more secluded, more isolated, and not surrounded by 40 private residences, unquote. Some residents wanted to put the jail on its old site, which was damaged by the storms associated with Hurricane Irene in 2011, but flood recovery manager Bill Cherry said, quote, if we were to say, oh, we're going to put it right back where it was, unquote, New York State would immediately withdraw their 25%, unquote, he explained. Read the full story at WTEN in Albany. Today is Wednesday, July 8th, 2015, and there are public meetings throughout the WGXC listening area. The Athens Village Board meets at 6:30 p.m. at the Athens Community Center. Catskill, the Zoning Board of Appeals, meets at 6 p.m. at Town Hall, 439 Main Street in Catskill. Claremont, the Planning Board, meets at Town Hall at 7 p.m. on Route 9 in Claremont. Columbia County has a Board of Supervisors special meeting about Pine Haven Nursing and Rehabilitation Center at 6 p.m., then a regular meeting at 7:30 p.m., both at 401 State Street in Hudson. You can call 828-1527 for more information. Copake, there's a Hamlet Revitalization Task Force meeting at 7 p.m. and an Environmental Committee meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 230 Mountain View Road in Copake. In Ghent, the Planning Board Application Meeting and Zoning Board of Appeals meeting is at 7 p.m., both at Town Hall on Route 66 in Ghent. Hudson, the Planning Board meeting is at 6 p.m. at City Hall, 520 Warren Street. Jewett, there's a Town Board meeting at 7 p.m. at the Municipal Building. Kinderhook's Town 9-8 and 9-H Corridor Committee meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall in Niverville, and Kinderhook also has a Village Board meeting and budget hearing at 7 p.m. at 6 Chatham Street in Kinderhook. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for the region for Wednesday, July 8th, with a chance of non-severe thunderstorms into Wednesday evening, mainly south of Interstate 90. Today, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m., then a slight chance of showers after 3 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 82, low around 61 tonight. Thursday, a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after noon, mostly cloudy with a high near 78, a low around 60. Friday, sunny with a high near 81 and a low around 61, and Saturday also sunny with a high near 87. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.